dodging storms has been the story for so many people this week. We're happy to report that the Polynesian voyaging canoe, the Hiki Analia, has made its way safely to the West Coast, and it's now docked at Half Moon Bay. We talked to Captain Lehua Kamalu about how the crew fared during the voyage.
The weather in Hawaii itself was starting to get those hurricanes coming through right as we were leaving, and there were a couple of delays due to weather. We had Hector coming in, and we had Lane, and as we left Honolulu and sailed north, we didn't really have major issues with hurricanes, but the high pressure and low pressures in the North Pacific were not exactly where they usually are during the summer months, where you can consistently plan for sort of a route that heads north and around the high so that you get pretty good following winds on your way into San Francisco. So we ended up spending quite a bit of time in pretty calm wind as we went across what the high pressure center would have been, which was really apparently far to the north than it normally would have been.
So kind of dead in the water for some good patches.
It was a little slow going. I know some people who were following our track were wondering, you know, as we headed north, we probably had a pretty consistent speed around, you know, 6-7 knots. And once we sort of made our turn more directly towards the east, right around between 41 and 43 north, we had really great wind, and we were surfing down these swells that were going 13, 15 knots, which is pretty fast for us. it was a pretty wild ride during that time. And then just calm, sort of very slowly moving along at 2 knots for, I think, 5 days we were like that, and just washing our clothes and enjoying some of the warm sun in what was otherwise a pretty chilly location.
Well, now, I know you folks were going to be looking for the garbage patch. Did you find it?
Correct. So it was really interesting when we first were planning this voyage and looking at this garbage patch. I was not incredibly familiar when we started planning for the voyage about the garbage patch. You know, I'd already heard about it, but where it was located, what it looked like, what it was made up of. And so I was trying to read up to find out, you know, what's in there, what are people doing about it, how do we know about it, what's being studied. And we got to meet a couple of great scientists that are trying to understand it, where it is, how it's moving, how it's infecting the oceans. So we sailed, as we were sailing north, we tried to get as far east as we could. Before leaving, we had a wonderful team that learned about a mapping that is done at the University of Hawaii of where sort of the garbage patch might be, because it's sort of a, I don't know, not like a cloud, but it's dispersed over a very large area. But there's certainly places where you're more likely to find higher concentrations of trash or plastics, some that are floating, some that are partially submerged. And so using current and wind and weather data, they actually model there the most likely places to find it. And so we kind of sailed as high into it as we could. Of course, being a sailing vessel, we are directed by the wind. And certainly on our entire trip towards the north, we consistently saw trash. I would say we were averaging every 10, 15 minutes that would come right alongside the canoe. And we would take photos of whatever pieces that we could. We would try and identify what we saw floating by, crates, some bottles, floats, and things like that. And we didn't see anything too large on our trip or too condensed beyond that, here and there a floating massive line. And so I don't think we were in the highest concentration area. I think we kind of sailed right across sort of the western edge of it and saw a lot of that. But, of course, thinking out, you know, that we're just a little tiny vessel that can only really see up to so far around us. And on that path, seeing that amount of trash was a little alarming. Well, not just a little alarming. It was pretty concerning as we went north. But once we got so far north, we didn't hardly see anything up at sort of the 41, 42, 43 north latitude, except a pod of dolphins, actually, which was there almost every day.
Oh, neat. Neat. Anything else that struck you about this voyage going across? I don't know, maybe the unexpected or...
Yeah, I mean, the weather was certainly not what we expected it to be. The garbage, I would say, I was surprised by how much we saw in an area that we weren't necessarily supposed to see the most of it. And if I sort of multiply that out in my head mentally to the area that they believe it covers, there's quite a bit of it. Yeah, the dolphins were really amazing. As we got closer to the California coast, you definitely felt the impact of having colder winds and currents and ocean running through it. It was a pretty beautiful sail in the sense that we had really great weather all the way from the beginning when we left Honolulu until we came in right off the coast of California. I think the time that we spent waiting around for the right weather window, although it was quite a long time in Honolulu and had multiple delays, it really paid off in the quality of the trip and our ability to do it very safely. And not until we hit the California coast and the more intense winds and the interaction of the land and the water here that we got some pretty heavy winds. The last night it was up to about 30 to 35 knots with 15 to 18 foot waves. So that was a little rough day, but luckily it was a short lived time and we were able to come into Half Moon Bay the very next morning.
So how's the crew? Good spirits?
The crew is doing amazing. This is such an enjoyable, wonderful crew to have. Each one of them is so skilled, and what they're the best at is just being a really great team and a really great family on board. So those days where we were just moving slowly across the water were just so enjoyable. We actually almost had to nickname it the Laughing Canoe at some point because just always making sure that there's good vibes going around and we keep the right energy on board. And I think that's, you know, part of the reason why we're able to have a successful voyage is staying positive and focusing on our task. So, yes, everyone's in really, really good spirits. Everyone's really excited to be here in San Francisco. We've had a bit of a chance to meet some of the folks here who have been so receptive. The boating, the sailing community, the Hawaii community that lives up here, they kind of had a number of people come out and paddle to greet us in really cold water. I'm going to say I didn't realize how cold water was here compared to Hawaii. And firsthand, it is not that fun to take a shower in. But definitely, you know, offering up their homes and meals and whatever we need as soon as we came in, which is really, really sweet. It's just another extended island.
Well, I know how cold it can get. I think I had my first ocean dive in Santa Cruz, and I had a wetsuit on, and I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, we try to be as brief as possible in our showers. We plan it all out. We time it. We've got all of our clothes laid out right before we take the dunk. But it was really enjoyable. Actually, the saltiness of the water was something that was also surprising.
Yes.
As we got north in the middle of the ocean, I didn't even notice that was salt in the water, and it was almost something that made me realize we were a lot closer to land once I could start to taste it. you can taste the salinity kind of increase or decrease each day.
Yeah, and the kelp is amazing. It's just, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so different.
Yep.
From what we're used to.
You know, land is near when you see kelp floating by.
Yeah,
or that's a little seal, actually, which was quite a ways offshore, said hi to us. The fish, we did catch a number of fish as well. Of course, you know, we try to manage our food and water on board, and I was surprised that we were able to catch so much to kind of keep up with our meals. Sometimes we go entire voyages without one fish. And
you ate well.
Yes. Yes, we ate well, and we have an excellent cook who can make many, many different recipes.
Oh, but sashimi's just fine, too.
Sashimi's just fine, yes. The canoe is planning to return to Hawaii at the end of the year, planning to depart San Diego in November and get back home in December. There'll be a different crew aboard then as well. We'll be changing our crew members, as we usually do, throughout the voyage from here to San Diego, and then again for that last leg home from San Diego to Honolulu.
Okay, but obviously then this trip, good memories for you.
Excellent memories, excellent crew, amazing support, great weather, and hopefully we can share all of that with as many of the community here. Really excited for this weekend and being able to meet some friends and family and all sorts of new friends and family that we're making.
Yeah, all right. Well, you have a good time. Have a good celebration.
Thanks so much.
And hopefully we get past this other hurricane or this tropical storm or whatever she is right now.
Yes, definitely. As soon as we came in, they said, okay, guys, so we just have to tell you there's one more. And I said, Oh boy, is this the year we're gonna have a whole bunch of them? So yes, we're hoping for good things. Everyone's calling home and checking in on family and whatnot to be sure they're okay. Seeing if you know there's anything we can do from here.
Right.
And certainly, yes, our thoughts and our hearts are with everyone back home that we've been missing for the last few weeks. So we're having some nice conversations and catching up on what's been happening back home for 3 weeks.
That was PBS Captain Lehua Kimalu talking about the leg of the trip from Hawaii to California. She and the crew of the Hiki Analia are in Half Moon Bay, where the vessel is docked. The canoe will make its way up to San Francisco for a welcoming ceremony this Sunday at Aquatic Park there in the city.